Route 66, being a roadman and bridgeman, did that fascinate you when that was in its popularity and still is, resurgence? But the lore of Route 66, did that interest you?
Oh, I've spent my life on the half mile of the Mother Road. Our home out by Lake Oberholzer was a quarter of a mile south of 66. The bridge in the Grapes of Wrath, where one of the Joads died and they buried him underneath the bridge, that was hypothetically the bridge. That was the location. We played on the bridge and under the bridge. You know, hitchhikers were all over the place during the war. People hitchhiked a lot during the war because they didn't have cars. It wasn't looked down on. You were kind of expected to stop and pick up a hitchhiker. And if they were in uniform, you were compelled to do it almost. People didn't have tires. I'd see cars running down 66 on their rims because their tires had blown out and they'd run the rubber off of it. My first firecracker stand was on 66. So, you know, my life is just a panorama of experiences on Old Highway 66. I live in Edmond now, three quarters of a mile south of 66. It had an important role in the history of the state as well as the history of the nation. And it's significant that I-40 parallels a lot of 66. Driving out west, you can see it off there at the side of the road in western Oklahoma and Texas and New Mexico. So the alignment was right. It was serving the right places. But it was still a killer. It was narrow. Where I lived, it was 18 feet wide and had tar shoulders, not asphalt shoulders. They were made out of tar. We'd go and put coins and things in and get an impression of it, and everything was a big deal. And in the hot summertime, you'd ride your bicycle on those tar shoulders, and, you know, you just had to pump real hard because the tires were sticking in the tar. At short sight distances, it was built for cars in the late 20s and early 30s that were designed for top speeds of 50 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, we were driving cars that could go 100 miles an hour. And didn't have a lot of safety features that we have today. So in the 50s, our fatality rate per million miles driven was the highest it's ever been. The fatality rate, I think, was something like almost 8 fatalities per million miles. Now it's like 1.5. Because our roads are better designed, they're wider, shoulders, good sight distances, not so many curves. But old 66 tied this country together. Especially during the Depression, where a lot of Oklahomans were going west to the land of milk and honey.
Is it a greater piece of Highway 66 that goes through Oklahoma than most other states?
Yes. Oklahoma has more mileage of 66 than any other state. And Woody Guthrie, you know, a lot of his songs are about 66 and about the Okies on their way to California. Some of the songs I remember, like Do-Re-Mi. If you don't have the Do-Re-Mi, you better go back to beautiful Oklahoma, Texas, or Tennessee. And it was so bad, California required you to have so much money to enter the state. If you didn't have any money, they'd just turn you around, send you back across the desert. You got to have the Do-Re-Mi. That's one of the first bars. There's 14,000 people every day. If you don't have the Do-Re-Mi, you're out of luck.
It was that California challenge that caused him to write that song.
Right.
Did you think of him or know of him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the songs that I still love was Oklahoma Hills. I sang that when I was a little kid in grade school. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, rode my pony in the reservation. It was Oklahoma Hills where I was born. Yeah. I thought it was a state song when I was growing up.
Well, didn't it become our official ballad?
Yeah.
Oklahoma. Right. But when you sang that, you were feeling every bit of it because that was you.
Yeah, I was full of pride about it. And they read a song about my life.